The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
This is the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. I think we're in trouble edition.
Lindsay Buckingham.
Yes.
He was a star.
He was.
He was legitimately an absolute A-grade. He took Fleetwood Mac to
new heights.
I think it was more than just the music.
Was he on the Devil's Dandruff as well with the rest of them?
I think so. There's some of the stories that have come out of Fleetwood Mac about their extracurricular activities.
The Cats can tell some stories, licking the old proverbial wounds after last Saturday. In the footy vernacular, they shit the bed.
Are they done?
I don't know. Well, they're done for the season. They're not winning the premiership.
Are they playing?
They've got more. While my ass points towards terra firma, Geelong are not winning the premiership this year.
No, they're not playing finals, Ben.
I think they look. I will. Depends what happens around them, I suppose. I think they can win this week.
The thing is, they could actually lose this week and actually.
I think they can win this week, lose to Collingwood, win the last two, and maybe scrape in. But Blitzarv's out, Tommy Hawkins out.
So Blitzarv's will miss the rest of the home and away series.
Yes,
four weeks. And he's no guaranteed.
No, that's a big blow for a midfield that isn't.
Hawkins
could have isn't bottom four.
Hawkins won't play this week, but he could have.
Was it only minor, or was it? Was it just a twinge?
Yeah, just a very minor.
Have you had a twinge?
Of a hamstring? Yes.
What about...
Have you
ever twinged any other regions?
No, Ben, move on.
When you get older, your body starts to twinge.
Yeah, back.
Yeah, there's some tablets that can help.
Right.
There's lots of tablets.
For your back, yes. Lots of tablets can help lots of things.
Yes. What's your favourite tablet?
What?
What's your favourite tablet? Do you have a tablet? Do you take any tablets?
No.
Right, nothing?
No
tablets?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I'll take a Nurofen occasionally for a headache or a migraine.
Yeah.
And I might have a couple of panic if I've had a good day on the juice.
But you don't have any regular medication?
No regular medication.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's good. Yeah. The Cats, look, I was doing a bit of research, Kingy, which is going to surprise you. So Patrick Dangerfield, my understanding, is carrying a pretty bad back injury. Has done for a long time. I don't know whether it's an injury that is going to get better or it's just something that he has to deal with.
So is it pretty bad then, or is it just
bad? Well, you only have to look at the stats. And I know possessions aren't everything, but he is Geelong's frontline midfielder. It's Dangerfield, and with no Cam Guthrie playing, it's daylight the second bloke. I mean, Tanner Bruin can be an A-grader. He's not old enough, not experienced enough to be there. But it's Patrick Dangerfield expected to be Geelong's A-grade midfielder. It is daylight to the second bloke.
Yeah, at age 33, too.
And with 316 games under his belt where he's been pummeled. Now, my understanding is he's carrying quite a severe back injury that is really debilitating. Six of the last seven games, I think he has failed to reach 17 possessions. So I reckon that happened twice last year. He had one game where in Port Adelaide where he only had 11, and another game early in the year where he only had 13. Now, I know possession numbers aren't absolutely everything, but it's an indication of where he's at.
He had 26 against North Melbourne.
Well, I could have had 24 in that game.
And
they won by 100 points.
Yeah, he had 16 against Adelaide when he was subbed off.
Yep.
15 when he came back against Port Adelaide, 15 against the Swans, 26 against North, 15, 17, 16 in his last three games.
So the last two games have been big games for the Cats. He had 7-8 against Brisbane. He did kick two goals.
But and only had one possession in the last quarter.
And then he only had 16 in a game where they needed someone to London Fog on Saturday. So clearly he's not right. He is just not an A-grade. I don't want to sound disrespectful because he's been an absolute warrior, but he cannot play the role Geelong want him to play now. He's not capable, unless his back injury suddenly rights itself, of being a frontline A-grade midfielder. He needs to be your fourth banana.
But even his age tells you that he shouldn't have to be at age 33.
And get Guthrie out hurt, Blitzarv's out hurt. Geelong's midfield, again, this is my concern. I mean, you knew last week Geelong were going to struggle when Tom Stewart had a howler. By his standards, and Jeremy Cameron had a howler, kicked 1-5, and so they're your two best players.
He only has to kick 3-3, and they win.
Well, he probably should have kicked. He kicked probably the most difficult one.
Yes, correct. Yeah,
from outside 50,
non-preferred side.
He had a couple of snaps which he usually gets, and then he had one from down the Belmont Watchhouse end from pretty much straight in front 35 out that hit the post.
Yep.
So your two best players, Cameron and Stewart, have had howlers. and they've gone down. Those two will play well on Saturday. Yep. My concern on Saturday is I think that they can win because I think Port Adelaide are on the nose. Mm. They're down. They're on the way down.
A bit of a slide.
No, Alir hurts.
Yep.
Just their midfield is far superior to the Cats. That's the concern. If Geelong find a way, fashion something.
But you said that last week too. Geelong's
they couldn't do it.
Just had to find a way.
So they're up against Sarong, Brayshaw, Young. So Sarong and Brayshaw are A graders.
Yep.
They must have had close to 60 touches between them.
Young did a run with Roll.
And Young was good.
Yep.
And then they've got O'Meara, who was actually quiet. But you've got two frontline A graders there. Geelong don't have that.
No.
Their A grader had touched the ball 16 times. So against any team that has any semblance of a good midfield, Geelong are going to struggle. That's the concern this week. Butters, Rosie, Wines, Boak. I'll probably leave one out there.
Boak's no
certain. Pass the Powell Pepper.
Willem Drew.
Oh, we Willem.
Boak's no certainty to
play.
Well,
that won't hurt them. They've got plenty of reserves. Geelong don't. And they've got, I mean, what are they going to do with Blitzarves out? Are they going to bring
in Nevitt? That's what I was going to question. How do they structure up?
Well, bring in Nevitt.
Yep.
To play on the wing. I don't know. It's just thin. It's very, very thin.
Shannon Neal get a crack?
I think he does. Tom Hawkins doesn't play. You bring Shannon Neal in.
If Neal plays, and does Radigalia come into that side? So they've got Marshall, Dixon.
Dixon's struggling. Mm-hmm. He looked sore last week. He's been sore all
year. So DeConing would go to him?
DeConing goes to Dixon.
Who goes to Marshall? Does Henry go to Marshall? Is Jack Henry going forward?
Henry or Colajasny?
Does Jack Henry go forward?
Possibly. I don't like that move. I think he's a better... I know he can pinch hit. I don't know. I think they've got to try and... Do you know what, Kingy? This might work out really well for Jeremy Cameron. One out. Not one out, but one out as your option.
He's the key.
Play closer to goal. He's going to be against... I mean, who's he going to be against? Houston? McKenzie? Who? I mean, they really don't have... That's why they're after a Radigalia. They've got... The cupboard's thin in defence. So it might actually work as the old bear in the square, Kingy, with Cameron. And then you've got the smaller options in Rowan, who can fly for a mark. You've got Stengel, Myers and Close. And then, I mean, Henry... I just like him in defence. I think he's a good defender. He's playing well in defence. He's set now to leave him there. Colajasny could be one to go to Marshall.
Yep.
Radigalia, we know he's gone.
Finlayson?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting one. That's probably where Henry goes to him. Henry goes to Finlayson, Colajasny goes to Marshall, and DeConing goes to Dixon.
Stanley
Buse comes back in?
If Stanley rucks against Vizzantini this week, but Stanley should get hold of Dante Vizzantini this week.
Old Dante Vizzantini?
Yep.
He's also on the fifth line of the grid. In the Lara Grand Prix.
Just behind a Razzia.
Have you ever seen the Lara Grand Prix? The two front cars were Chimeras.
Right.
Minus hubcaps. And the second line, can you know what the second line was?
What was that?
They were Datsuns.
Datsun insults.
Datsun 120Y. Yeah.
So what about a Commodore, a VB Commodore?
No, I think there was a little, there might have been a Monaro on there too, Kingy. There's plenty of sort of arrangements out there at Lara. What were we just talking about?
The ruck contest.
Yeah, look, we need a ruck, it's fair to say. The Reece Stanley, they won a premiership with Reece Stanley in the ruck.
Yep.
And hats off to them. It's time to find somebody else for going forward. Mm. Now, we've got Loch Ness Conway, who he came into surface. They got a couple of shots of him. They've archived it for National Geographic, and then he went back into hiding. So we don't know what's exactly happened to him, but he's still a mile away. So
no, he's not.
He can't play. He can't even stand up in the twos. He's miles away. Forget it. If you think a kid's going to come
in. Yeah, well, I'm not trying to be playing this week.
No, but he's miles away from being your week in, week out AFL ruckman.
Yeah, he's probably 20. He's
2 or 3 years away.
2025.
So they need a ruckman. Why don't we do that?
Yeah, well.
Two other clubs are paying his wage.
Would you want me to bring Andrew Mackey?
Yes, I would. I'll text him. So get Grundy and organise it and let me know.
Did you see.
The rumour is Lycett. Cats are into Lycett.
Oh, he'd be handy.
So Radigalia going to Port Adelaide. Well, I don't know. Is he? He's one of those. He's enigmatic, Lycett. He comes out and plays like Polly Farmer, and then 4 minutes later, the next week, he's more sort of Reece Stanley-ish. So I don't know that. I don't know. I'm not sure about him. He does have an ability. Consistency is not his strong point.
Buse back.
Yeah, Buse comes back. Surely.
Does he go to the MP?
to Francis Evans.
He kicked four last week.
He did. He was on fire, the old MP. He could.
Or does he have to go to a Butters or a...
Well, Willie Rioli's out, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, that's handy. Well, Butters plays in the midfield, so Busey's not going to go in. Pass the power pepper.
Butters can go forward occasionally and...
I'd like Stewart to go to pass the Pell Pepper. Okay. I think he can run off him. He's dangerous, I get that. But I think you can work off him. Stewart's got the strength and speed to go with him. I'd like to see that match up because I think it could work to Geelong's advantage. This is all predicated, Kingy, on the midfield. Geelong at least breaking even as the bare minimum. If the ball's going in there sideways, it won't matter who you got
down. Do you bring O'Connor back to run with Butters?
Don't think O'Connor's a bit more like a, you know, he's on stilts a bit, O'Connor. Butters is zippy and he's got a great agility. O'Connor's not that sort of player. I don't know. I don't think Geelong will look to tag. It's impossible to tag Butters, I reckon.
The other issue Geelong have had, one of the issues they've had, and they won't have that issue, is that the last few times they've played Port Adelaide, what have they done? They've kicked it to Alir.
Yeah, well, he's not there.
He's not there. Yeah, that's going to be actually a benefit. And you know what? It would probably be magnified on GMHBA Stadium because it's narrower.
Yeah.
So Alir doesn't has less ground to cover to be able to pick off everything he's ever picked off.
I think the Cats are a big chance on Saturday night.
They have to win. If they lose, they're done.
Yeah, I agree. And I guarantee you, as I mentioned before, Stewart and Cameron will play well. They'll
hope so.
They will. I mean, Stewart's not going to come off a bad game. Cameron's not going to come off a bad game. They will play well.
Yeah, but Cameron's been no good for a month. Yeah,
he has.
He's been no good since Rowan clipped him. And he actually, even before that, he wasn't in great nick.
Well, maybe, and he got headbutted on the weekend, didn't he?
Saturday night, yeah, in a pub, yeah.
Where at?
I believe it was at the Barwon Club.
Was it the Ocean Child, was it? Was it?
The Bayview.
Was it the Sundowner? Was he out at the Sundowner?
No, he was at the Barwon Club.
Right, and you got a little Liverpool kiss.
Somebody gave him a Liverpool kiss?
That's just bizarre, isn't it? How does that happen?
That's ordinary behaviour.
Was it completely unprovoked?
Yep.
Completely. Yep. Just went up to him.
Yeah, so he was talking to him.
Why would you be doing that?
Apparently,
have they got CCTV?
They do have CCTV.
So, right. So this bozo will get charged?
I believe it's going to be, yeah. I think.
Why would you be doing that, though, if you're in a right frame of mind? Why would you, it's anybody, it doesn't matter if it's Jeremy Cameron, why would you just go up to someone to do that?
I have no idea.
It's just bizarre. There's that many dickheads in the world. And do you know what, King? Dickheads breed a lot faster than the normal population. It's a fact. There's a study in a university in America.
Yep.
Can't think of it. The name of the university. They did a study and they found that people, dickheads, breed fast.
Right. Because like rabbits.
Yeah, because they got nothing else to do really, and they got no hobbies, and they don't have it, and they so they just do the onksy wonksy, and then they get more dickheads. They breed more dickheads, and the world's full of them now. Unfortunately, but we have to live with them. It's unfortunate for all of us.
I've been working with you for years, and that is a word I could describe you on occasions.
I would never
so
do
we that. Had we had the owners today of K-Rock.
Oh, right. I didn't get an invite, obviously.
No, there's a reason. Yeah. And today, we were doing a bit of a wrap of what's happening around the station, a bit of a report on K-Rock footy. It's been a great year. GFL's flying. AFL, Rach, can't believe that we are around 21 and I still haven't had to set foot into your office to explain Ben's behaviour. And I can see the owners going, who's Ben?
Yeah, see, you've alerted them to. They'll probably listen in now, and I'll end up on the skids after this weekend when I say something.
Been a pleasure working with you, Ben.
Do you know what? Do you know the thing I was thinking about, Kingy, I was trundling in here?
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking that I think there's a. Do you think the Cats, and this is sort of not something that they has just happened overnight, but do you think the Cats have underestimated the impact of the loss of Joel Selwood?
Yes.
Yeah. I know, even though
he was a 34-and-a-half-year-old midfielder on his last legs.
Yeah, I'm not talking playing
correct,
impact, leadership.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just think that we've seen a few things. And I know James Kelly, after the game we had him on, we couldn't get a player on because somehow you lose in a professional sport and you can't talk.
But the club's media was able to talk to a player.
It's just bizarre. I don't understand that. 21st century.
I think we were the only media or radio media to go to the rooms after the game. So because it was at that time
that
slot.
That awkward time slot.
A lot of the other stations.
It's like when your pants are sort of half mast, and then there's somebody there you don't want to see. Awkward.
Right.
Awkward.
Very awkward. But the other stations, a lot of them had moved on to the next,
they'd,
the 4:35 game.
They'd flown the coop.
Yeah. So they weren't going down there to try and get somebody to speak to, like a Friday night or a Saturday night or something like that. So I'm interested to know, and what would have happened if five or six radio stations had have rolled in down there?
Look, the club, the players are generally pretty good, but you've got to be better than that. You're in a professional sport, you're paid. I mean, I know that
We pay rights to actually that.
To have that, yeah. And I mean, look, you're going to get somebody on who's going to probably just toe the party line, which is fine. I mean, they may not, but the most likely outcome is that will happen. But the fans get to hear then.
Hmm.
So anyway, I had James Kelly on, and he was asked about the leadership. I think someone asked him, Kirsch might ask him about just the sort of toing and froing out in the field. And he farmed it off as, it's all competitive. We love to see that. And
that hasn't been Geelong.
No, and I don't think you would often see, I haven't seen too often in a game of footy since we've been doing K-Rock, a full forward run to the defence and then give them a bit of a, there was obviously some instruction, but it wasn't how you're going sort of conversation. Mm. And I haven't seen a halfback go into the midfield, as Tom Stewart did last week, not actually go into play, but go in to give them a bit of a razz up. If Joel Selwood's there, I don't think that stuff's happening.
No.
And I think that there's a little bit of, subconsciously probably a little bit of panic from within the group that Selwood isn't there when things aren't going well, and they haven't gone that well a bit this year. Tom Stewart's doing his best, probably finding his feet as a leader. Patrick Dangerfield, leadership, is that something we've ever associated with Patrick Dangerfield other than his leadership is by the fact that he's a very good player? There's a lot more to it than that. I just think there's a bit of an issue there, Kingy, with Cats finding their identity post-Joel Selwood, and they're in a post-Joel Selwood flux, I think, is how I'd describe it. Flux. Do you like that word?
Flux.
Do you know how to spell it?
F-U-L... F-U-L-F-L-U-X.
Yes. Yeah. You completely fluxed that up, didn't you?
Did. Hell of 41. Finals a real challenge now. I put to you that we forget about finals. Rest blokes. Give the likes of Dempsey, Neil, Nevitt the last four games. Even have a look at Hardy. Injuries to Blitz and Hawk. Danger and Cameron aren't right. Let's give ourselves a solid preseason and a chance to be back up top again next year along with the top 10 draft pick. Again, I ask about VFL defender Bailey Vanderhoovel, not the Olympic swimmer, as in Peter Van Den Hoogenband. Surely worth a rookie list. 200 centimetres, 90 kegs, mature age at 25. I haven't seen Bailey Vanderhoovel play enough to pass
judgment. No, I'd be in that same sort of I'll be on the same ferry.
I think you've got to throw everything at this one, and if you win it, then you buy yourself a fortnight, if that makes sense. So you win tonight, win Saturday night, you might get away with losing next week and still having the last two to play finals with everything else going on around.
Yeah.
So I would still be running as much as you can as if you were going to play finals. If in a fortnight you haven't beaten Port, you haven't beaten Collingwood, and you're
the last two games,
last two games,
then yeah, I agree with that. What you do, King, is I agree that you still focus on trying to make the finals, albeit Geelong are going to be making up the numbers in the finals. Let's be honest, but you do focus on that. But what you do is this week you just reward the player who you think has done the good work in the twos. So is that whoever is going to replace Blitzarves? And you're not going to find somebody to replace Blitzarves, but is Nevitt, his form was good before he went out. Yep. Do they think his form has been good enough in the VFL? Does Dempsey come in? I don't think Dempsey needs to come in. We've already got that area of the ground covered. But you just reward that best player, but you don't just bring in four kids for the sake of it. You do that, like you say, you do that when you are no chance of winning and no chance of making finals. But I think, King, do you think that if there may be some good... Well, there may be some harsher decisions made if the Cats don't make finals.
No, I think...
Do you think they're set... If they fall into 7th or 8th, it would have no bearing if they finish 9th or 10th?
Correct.
So do you think...
The only thing that changes is...
Smith and Tui gone?
Smith, definitely.
Tui?
Tui... I've got a question mark, but happy either. If he plays on, I'm comfortable with that. If he doesn't, that's fine too.
Who else do you think might be...
Well, I thought...
Is Rhys Stanley out of contract?
He is.
Yeah.
But you can't let both Stanley and Segler go.
Oh, you can't let both... Oh, well, geez. Well...
You can let one, but not the other.
Well, God. I mean, Rhys Stanley, 32? He's just about done. Like, he's done. He's physically...
But Segler's done.
Segler limped off the ground in the twos like he with a Zimmer frame, apparently. So he's absolutely done. But Stanley's... I mean, we can't just keep Stanley for... breaking case, because he's actually physically, I don't think he's physically really capable of producing anymore.
Right. So, it might come down to, will he be told maybe, look, Reece, we're looking at maybe bringing in a Grundy or a Lysette if we can't, well...
And then they've got Conway. I mean, you can't have too many ruckmen. They don't seem to value...
Well, no, but what they'll say is they might... If they get Grundy or Lysett...
You play in the Scoobs.
They might say to him... Well, they won't sign him until they've done trade and all that sort of stuff, and we'll see what they can do. And then he becomes a...
Well, they've got to do something in that space.
Or
here.
Do they delist in rookie?
Yeah, well, I mean, geez, that's a desperation measure. That suggests whatever you've tried in the off-season hasn't worked, because he's been poor.
But you can't go into the list next year with your only two rucks being Grundy / Lysett with Conway. You need three.
Yeah. Port Adelaide are into Grundy. That's where he's heading there. That's what they're talking about.
Weren't they into him years ago when Collingwood first threw massive deal at?
Or was that Adelaide?
I thought it was...
Oh, it might have been.
Oh, anyway, they're into, might have been the
they're into, that's why Lysett is potentially on the move, because if they get Grundy, then Lysett's not going to be hanging
around.
So
maybe one of those might be good.
How old's Lysett, though? He's not young either.
No, he's not. He didn't play last week.
Big Scotty.
Yep. Other questions? Can't count as that was tough watching. Agree with it. We stick a fork in this season, start planning for next year. Strategically playing the kids and resting up the older blokes is probably the smart thing to do, will result in a higher first round pick too. What will be frustrating, however, is they will keep plotting on with a team stacked with veterans in the mistaken belief, A, we can still make finals, and B, can still win it. If we do, we can't and won't. Fact.
Yeah, I agree with that last bit. Can't win the premiership.
Can't win the flag. They can still play finals.
They can, but what do you achieve by that?
Well...
I mean, they've got an experienced group who doesn't need finals experience. That's where a team like Essendon could do with falling into 7th or 8th and at least playing one final, getting one final to skid. Geelong don't particularly need
Some of those Giants kids will benefit from a final.
Who?
Some of those Giants kids.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But Geelong aren't in that boat. I mean, 70, 80% of their list is pretty much seasoned when it comes to finals. So, you know, do they, get... I mean, I do agree the club won't just throw it at... Until they're actually physically, mathematically out, they'll keep just plotting along.
And so they should. And I think you actually have a responsibility to your...
I agree.
...to your member base that while you're alive, you continue to... You actually... While you're a legitimate chance of playing finals, you put everything into finals.
I 100% agree. I think they need to put everything into this week. And I don't... Like I said, I don't think that they're without a chance of winning.
Yep. Do you think we have a realistic shot at Bailey Smith? Perhaps our first pick and Sav and Parfitt and someone else might take shopping Neil to West Coast for an early pick. Neil's not going anywhere because he signed.
No.
And the Cats don't want him going.
Well, let's hope he plays this week. I'd love to see him get a run, albeit do they go with the bear in the square with Cameron.
Bailey Smith one, that sort of was floating around, but it's sort of ground to a halt. So whether that's ground to a halt because we're in August, clubs are preparing for finals,
Not be this year anyway, that game. It might be the following year because he's contracted until the end of next year. So maybe the groundwork, as they did with Patrick Dangerfield, started 18 months out and you actually land him once his contract's up.
You and I have had this discussion. Is it worth getting a Matt Crouch type for steak knives to add midfield grunt and protect the kids?
No.
See, I'm not against it.
No.
Okay. I'm not sure paying overs to secure Darcy, as in Sean, is a good plan if he's got no one at his feet to extract the pill.
Yeah, well, I think... Well, they need a ruckman. I mean, if you got Sean Darcy, he's still pretty young. I wouldn't be against getting Sean Darcy. I mean, it's hard to fix every part of the ground in one off-season. They've got... You know, if they do happen to get Smith even this year or next year... next year or the year after... they've invested obviously in Tanner Bruin. They've invested in Max Holmes. I think they're going to be two very, very good players. It's just consistency isn't there at the minute. They've got Jai Clark, we only saw him once, but even in a couple of passages of play, you like what you see. He's a top end, high end draft pick.
Pick 7.
He'll be a very good player. There's three midfielders. Yeah, they've got a bolster. They need to find three more. Cam Guthrie and Danger. I mean, Dangerfield, I don't know about this back injury. Guthrie's not going to go on forever. He's getting towards the end. Blitzarves is another one. We spoke about how durable he was pre-game. 2 minutes into the game, he's waltzing off with a hamstring. So we went, the reverse Moz was live and well there. They've certainly got to bolster that. The midfield is the area that needs work. And you don't have to get the star. This is where you're recruiting. I'd rather get if I was Geelong. I'd be rather get a Jared Lyons and a Matt Crouch. Mm. He's probably a little bit younger.
So Crouch is 28.
How old is Lyons?
No, Lyons would have a 3 in front of his age.
Jared Lyons would be in his 30s.
Yep.
Oh, would he? Oh, shit. Well, there you go. Well, that's thrown that out. That's just sort of blown back onto my face, sort of,
Blowback.
Stiff wind style.
Blowback style.
Like bad breath style. You know, when someone says, oh, what's that smell? You say it's your breath blowing back into your face.
Jared Lyons is, 30. He turned... he's 31. He turned 31 a couple of weeks ago.
We'll cancel it. Yeah. No, just it's trying to find that second tier player. It's trying to find like a Tommy Atkins. Mm. He doesn't necessarily need to be a star, but he's up and ready and capable of and going and can provide you with something. I'm trying to think of... Offhand, I can't think of somebody right now from an opposition player, a team, that fits that bill. Give me some time, Kingy. I'll think of one. But a Jared Lyons type, he's a bit old, but that type of player can come in and play a role. But the thing is, I mean, he was moved on from Adelaide, wasn't he? Went to Gold Coast.
Yep.
And then Gold Coast moved him on as well.
Yeah.
And he went to Brisbane. He can't get a game there.
He's played some good footy at Brisbane, though, Lyons.
He has. But there's obviously some limitations.
Yeah, he's not quick.
No. But three clubs have given him the old coke and sar. So there's something in that.
Well, the Gold Coast gave him because they changed of direction where they were going. So, but he plays some all right footy at Brisbane.
Yeah, he gets a lot of the ball. He's an accumulator. He's not always dangerous and his skills aren't.
He's played 94 games at Brisbane.
Yeah. Anyway, he's that sort of player, but give us one, Kingy. Give us a sort of second tier midfielder who might be 23, 24, 25 from another club who, you know, you're not going to break the bank for, but might give you 5-6 years of solid service, Tommy Atkins style.
Would you go and grab Reece Matheson?
No. I wouldn't.
No. Okay. Who's a Tommy Atkins? Jeez. Somewhere, like be somebody at Sydney.
Yeah, like a George Hewitt.
Yeah, from Carlton.
I mean, I'm not suggesting we get him, but that sort of player. And now we might be able to get a few give us a whiz on one of those open lines, Kingy, and let us know who some players who are of that ilk who we could maybe look at, you know, or that type of player that we need for next year. We might be able to read them out next week.
Yep. Fox Dog. Any word? Cats. Any word on Toby Conway this week? Didn't play VFL due to injury. Well, what did we spoke to Sean Grigg and we asked him about? I just can't remember.
He gave us some palaver about, you know, we're just resting him and he's managing him and we're doing all this and, you know, we've rested and managed him all year. As soon as you see him, he's out again.
Does Minute Gola play this week? Sorry, just to.
Yeah, chance probably for Blitzars, but that's where you weigh up now. Do you bring in a Menegola or do you bring in a Nevitt? Because Nevitt can play on the wing. He's your future. Do you bring in Menegola? I don't know. What would you do?
Menegola. While you're still alive, he's had four back in the twos.
I'd like to give Nevitt a crack. Okay.
Boys, as I mentioned above, honestly, Matt Crouch has to be an option purely simply. We don't have that many in the 25 to 30 age category. He's 28 and there isn't much others to choose from. And the only reason he hasn't been getting game with Adelaide is the coach is going down another path. Will cost nothing. Against Port Adelaide, 32 disposals, 12 clearances, 15 contested disposals, 91% disposal efficiency.
Yeah, well, it's a fair argument.
And they had a good win.
Did he write on the end the defence rests?
Also, on upcoming trade season, just wondering if you've heard any whispers of any players we might be inquiring about. Won't hold anything against you if none prevails. I'm just interested, that's all. I haven't heard, other than the Bailey Smith.
Lysette.
Yeah, you've heard Lysette. I haven't heard the Lysette one.
Yeah. Only simply because Grundy, Port Adelaide are into Grundy.
Yeah.
I don't know why the Cats aren't having a lash at Grundy, given... There's other clubs paying his wage or a fair chunk of his wage. And, you know, he can come in and be the number one ruckman. I mean, I don't know what Melbourne were thinking getting Grundy.
Yeah, that was never going to work, was it?
Trying to get him to play up forward. I mean, whoever's that list manager there needs a frontal lobotomy. Maybe they already had one. That's why they made the decision.
Shannon Neal to come in for Hawkins this week.
Well, we've spoken about that. Yep, if that happens, I'd be happy. If it didn't happen and they were going with Jeremy Cameron being a one-out sort of, let's move everything out given that there's no Alea, and that's the weakness of Port Adelaide's team is defence, key defence, I wouldn't be against that either. So I think we can be happy either way with Ekinge. But I would like to see, I know they were very keen, we've spoken about it before, very keen to get Shannon Neal in early in the season. He was injured when Hawkins was coming off that injury. That didn't happen. So I, look. And, you know, he can also pinch it in the ruck. That's correct. The other thing. He's 200-odd centimetres, very athletic. So maybe that gives you the other string to the bow in the ruck, which then allows Stanley comes off, Neil goes into the ruck, and then you can get passages of play or chunks of play where Cameron is the key forward. Yeah.
You say 200-odd centimetres. What if he was 202? Does that make him 200 even centimetres?
200 and a couple. Those 2 centimetres can be really, really important.
The KFC Twitter premieres. Time for a mini clean out. Get rid of Stanley, Segler, Tui, Smith, Magola.
Yes.
Trade Parfitt, Radigalia, and possibly Simpson.
Do we get Brandon Parfitt back in this week?
Yeah, I think so. He had 40 in the twos.
He's got to come good. He's got to come good at some point. Hasn't he?
He does.
It's like when you keep betting roulette on the same number. Eventually, it's going to come up.
But he did have 40 in the VFL last week.
Now playing Port Arlington.
Against a team that wouldn't make the 5 in the GFL. Yes. And that's the legitimate Northern Bullions. Yeah. Half the GFL teams would beat the Northern Bullions.
Yeah, so let's not get too... At least he's got his confidence up, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he can play. I'd be... There, that's the air of weakness. Yep, get Nevitt in, get Menegola in, Blitzarv's out, Hawkins out, Neil comes in.
Parfitt in.
And... Who did I say?
You said Menegola and Nevitt.
Sorry, no, Parfitt, Nevitt and Neil.
Yep.
Out goes Blitzarves.
Yep, Hawkins.
Hawkins and Bowes.
Right. At this stage, Danger can only play in bursts and probably needs
to Buse has got to come back in too.
Yeah, he does.
So there's 4. So there's one other's got to come out. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a few there could have a bit stink bombish on the weekend. Stengel?
Well, I suggested Stengel 2 weeks ago and...
He's going, no. He's beaten up on Essendon and Hall and... North, and he hasn't been able to touch it against the better teams, or when the game's hot. So he's had a bad season, bad Kingy. Yep.
Would you trade? Yeah, trade Parfitt. He's got a year to run.
It's a big call when your midfield's thin.
I'd keep him.
Do you put a line through this year and say, let's just forget this ever happened?
Yep.
Because prior to that, you were tracking okay, albeit he wasn't in the premiership.
Still got 100 games.
It's a very interesting call because he could go somewhere else and go well.
Yep.
And if Geelong had an abundance of midfielders, you'd say it's a no-brainer, but they don't. Mm. So it's a bit of a... And if they're not able to lure anybody, they can't go in next year with the midfield of expecting danger. Dangerfield needs to go in next year being your third banana at a minimum.
Radigalia.
Yeah, go on.
And Simpson.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think he's gone too. I've been on his bandwagon. I've been his greatest cheerleader, but... It's just all fizzled out, unfortunately, for Sam Simpson.
Marshall, enough. Anyone needing it, off for surgery now. Menegola, Nevitt, Dempsey, Parfitt, Sav, Neil, into the seniors. Hawk, Danger, Jez, Stewart, put on ice. Well, wouldn't be putting Stewart on ice.
Stewart?
Yeah.
No. They're not the pole. The flag. The flag hasn't run up the pole just yet. Yep. I mean, yeah, I agree. But if they lose this week by 10 goals, then you say, yeah, okay, maybe. But let's just,
make the tough calls at down. Season's end. Take the draft hand, favourable fixture, and front up for pre-season.
The other thing too, King, is you're talking about playing all these kids into it. There's only 4 weeks left.
Yep.
It's not like you've got half the season.
No.
You've got a very limited time. So playing 1 or 2 games, it might be good, but it's not like it's a prolonged period in the seniors. And they are still a chance. Let's just have a crack. Reward the kids or the younger players who you think have earned it. Yep. Don't just put them in, someone in who, because we think we can't make it, and then you put him in, he's not ready, and he goes like a busted ass.
See you Saturday.
Yeah, what time's the game on, King? It's tonight game, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're on air at 5:45. So we had a GFL into AFL. You're going to watch...
Sean Higgins. Yeah, on?
Yep.
Yeah, looking forward to that, because he knows all these guys pretty well, and we can,
grill him.
Well, he's smart. He's not going to just burn people.
No.
He's not going to do any headbutting, bowing heads, bowing clubs, dog.
Joey's,
yes. On Saturday.
You're going
big
look.
Game against the Lions, isn't it?
Against Leopold.
Yeah.
Came off footy from 1.
Right. Yeah, I probably will. Is it 1? Oh, the game's at 2. Okay. I probably will go up. Who's favoured to win that, Tom?
$1.90
each. Joey's are a bit sort of Essendon style, aren't they? They've had a pretty good year, but they're falling in a heap.
Yep.
They're young.
Yeah, Leopold have had a couple of horrors. Well,
Leopold had a horror last week, didn't they?
Colac.
But Colac pretty good.
Yeah.
But they get whipped, did they?
They did.
Right. So I thought they were sort of trending in the right direction. They're not.
They are, but they've just had a couple of off weeks.
Right. Well, they'll probably... Well, it's a big game then. So what happens? What's the consequences of that? Winning and losing.
If Joey's win... They'll go 2 games clear of Leopold inside the 5.
So they won't miss finals.
Oh, you wouldn't have thought, no.
Be a good effort that, yeah. with that group, given they lost 1,000 players in the off-season.
Correct. See you, Benny.
Rightio, bye.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.